Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, Brahma stealing the boys and calves. First I'll read text 12. Translation, O Maharaj Parikit, while the cowherd boys who knew nothing within the core of their hearts but Krishna were thus engaged in eating their lunch in the forest, the calves went far away, deep into the forest, being allured by green grass. Text 13. Translation. When Krishna saw that his friends, the cowherd boys, were frightened, he, the fierce controller even of fear itself, said, just to mitigate their fear, my dear friends, do not stop eating. I shall bring your cows back to this spot by personally going after them myself. Purport. In the presence of Krishna's friendship, a devotee cannot have any fear. Krishna is the supreme controller, the controller of even death, which is supposed to be the ultimate fear in this material world. Bhayam dvitiya bini vishata shat Bhagavatam 11.237. This fear arises because of lack of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, there cannot be any fear. For one who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, this material world of fear becomes hardly dangerous at all. Bhavam budhir vatsa padam param padam 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 yat vipadam natesham. Bhavam buddhi, the material ocean of fear, becomes very easy to cross by the mercy of the Supreme Controller. This material world in which there is fear and danger at every step, padam padam yat vipadam, is not meant for those who have taken shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. Such persons are delivered from this fearful world. Samshrita ye padapalava plavam mahat padam punya yasho murare bhavam budhir vatsa padang param padam 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 yat vipadam natesham Bhagavatam 10.14.58. Everyone therefore should take shelter of the Supreme Person who is the source of fearfulness and thus be secure. Again, I'm reading the two texts. Bharataivam vatsa peshu bunjanesh vachutatmasu vatsas tvantarvane durang vivishus trinalobita. O Maharaj Parikit, while the cowherd boys who knew nothing within the core of their hearts but Krishna were thus engaged in eating the lunch in the forest, the calves went far away, deep into the forest, being allured by green grass. Tandrishtva bayasantrashtan uche krishnos yabhi bhayam mitranyasan maviramate haneshye vatsakanaham. When Krishna saw that his friends, the cowherd boys, were frightened, he, the fierce controller even of fear itself, said, just to mitigate their fear, my dear friends, do not stop eating. I shall bring your calves back to this spot by personally going after them myself. So we see Krishna relishing his transcendental pastimes in Vatsalya, rather Sakya Ras, friendship with his cowherd boyfriends, as being young boys in the cowherd community. They were trained at an early age to look after the calves in the forest. Later they would graduate to taking care of the cows, but at this stage they were just looking after the calves, and they had opportunity to enjoy many childhood pastimes of playing together, lunching together, etc., different games, and same time serve the cows and the calves by taking care of the calves. So Krishna very much relished this close familiarity, intimate dealings with his cowherd boyfriends, even though he is the supreme controller and everyone ultimately is subservient to him. He enjoys more intimate relationships in Braja, in Vaikuntha. The mood is that of Aishwarya Bhav. The Lord is worshipped with great awe and reverence. So that creates a certain kind of distance in the relationship between the Lord and his devotee. And in Krishna's abodes, in Dvarka, still Aishwarya Bhav is predominant, although there is more Madhurya Bhav, more sweetness and intimacy than in Vaikuntha. But still a lot of formality, and Krishna is a figure of authority there, being a king, having many palaces, many wives, many servants. In Mathura, there is still Aishwarya Bhav, but it is less than Dwarka. There's more sweetness, more Madhurya Bhav, but still Krishna is a Kshatriya, playing the role of Kshatriya, son of Vasudeva, who is a king, having many wives. But in Vraja, the mood is fully Madhurya Bhav. At least in the spiritual world, Braja. In the spiritual world, there's no appearance of Aishwarya Bhav, but when that Braja is manifest on this physical platform in this material world, there are sometimes element of Aishwarya Bhav manifested, which is when? Anyone can say? Correct, yes. When Krishna kills demons, that's a manifestation of Aishwarya Bhav. But in the spiritual world, demons cannot enter. So there we don't find that. But here on the, when it, Vrindavan is manifested in Gokul Vrindavan in this world, then sometimes, yes, such manifestation is there of Aishwarya Bhav, but still, obviously, the mood is similar to the spiritual world, Vraja, and then it is Madhurya Bhav, and Krishna especially relishes that because the dealings are more intimate, and his associates see themselves on equal level with him or even on a higher level. Krishna's parents, the elderly gopis and gopas, and they may sometimes correct Krishna, chastise him. His friends are playing with him as on an equal level. They may be stealing one another's lunch packs or fighting in a boyish way. His girlfriends, the gopis, may also chastise him, pick quarrel with him, whatever. So that there's no barrier of Aishwarya. Although when Krishna manifests various wonderful feats, like killing the demons or lifting Govardhan Hill, then this, of course, creates great astonishment in the minds of the Brajbasis, and momentarily they may understand Krishna's superior or supreme position. Krishna killed many demons, and it would cause the inhabitants of Braj to wonder, who is this boy, a very special boy, and to increase their attachment for him. And especially after he lifted the Govardhan Hill, then the cowherd men were pressing Nanda Maharaja, who is this son of yours? And at that time he admitted that at the name-giving ceremony of Krishna and Balaram, which had been performed in secret for fear of Kamsa in the cowshed, Gargamuni had told Nanda Maharaj that this son is just like Narayan. So Nanda Maharaj revealed that to the cowherd men, after Krishna had held up Govardhan Hill for 7 days on his little finger. Such an amazing feat. So they were informed then, he's just like Narayan. But again, they, it passed them by, they forgot about it, and went on with their very intimate dealings with Krishna. Prabhupada gives that example. I think Savyasachi was alluding to it yesterday in class. Of Prime Minister Gladstone, once an important man, perhaps minister, came to see him. Jai Shishi Radha Gokul Nanda Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Shishi Gornitai Ki Jai. The secretary requested you please sit down and wait for a while. So he's waiting and waiting, long time, and became impatient. I'm also an important person. Why is he making me wait so long? What's he doing in there? Opened the door slightly, and there saw Gladstone was crawling on the floor on his hands and knees, and his grandson was riding on his back and slapping him, go faster, faster. So Prabhupada used that example to show he's such an important personality with so many responsibilities, so many persons offering him respect all the time, yet he preferred to be ordered by his grandson, go here, go there, go faster. So the intimate dealings are more relishable than, all the awe and reverence which he was constantly being shown. So same way, Krishna, you know, in Vaikuntha as Vishnu, Narayan, he's shown so much awe and reverence. But he prefers these very intimate dealings with the inhabitants of Vrindavan. And here we see the calves have wandered off, the cowherd boys are in anxiety. We may be in trouble with our elders when we get back. The cows will be in anxiety. We are not fulfilling our duty. And at the same time, they're relishing their lunch, all the nice goodies their mothers have packed for them with great affection. They're enjoying so much the very best of foodstuffs in the very sweet atmosphere of the forest. It's a real paradise. And Krishna, seeing their anxiety, their fear, he doesn't want them to be disturbed. Do not stop eating, he says. Go ahead. I will bring them back. Krishna, of course, a great hero, fully competent to bring them back. And we see that he likes to serve. He likes to serve his friends. He wants them to enjoy these transcendental pastimes in the sweet atmosphere of Vrindavan Dham. I will go myself. I'll bring them back. Don't worry. Don't disturb yourselves. Of course, this is part of the wonderful Leela. Krishna goes off and Brahma then takes the opportunity to steal the boys and the calves. And Krishna seems a little bit bewildered by that. But that's just to fool Brahma, make him more puffed up, more proud. And as we know, Brahma just wanted to play a quick trick just for a moment, but a moment of his time is 1 year on the earthly planet. So Krishna had to do something to alleviate the problem, the difficulty, especially he wanted to alleviate the potential grief of the parents of the boys and the cows. They would be plunged into deep distress if they'd sent their children off to the forest to tend the calves and disappeared. And the cows would be also in complete distress, might not give milk or very little milk without the calves being around, because that's the system, isn't it? In the Goshala, the calves are brought near to the cows twice a day. They may get little milk. The milkman will let them get little milk from their mothers and then tie them very near. So the mother feels the presence of the calf and therefore gives a lot of milk. So if the calves would not be there, then the cows might not be inclined to give much milk. So that would be a huge social and economic problem in Vrindavan for a whole year. So Krishna had to resolve this problem very quickly. and by his wonderful transcendental potency expanded himself into duplicate boys and duplicate calves that returned home in the evening as if nothing out of the ordinary had happened. And as we know, the parents and the cows were overjoyed to see them, and in fact felt even more affection because they were special expansions of Krishna. And the things went on as if normal for a whole year. And Brahma then, after a moment he thought, yeah, time to put them back. When he saw there were duplicates already there, then he was very bewildered. What's going on? Then he realized his mistake. And he became very, very, very anxious that I've made a great offense. So Krishna, seeing his anxiety, immediately removed the duplicates. And Brahma then saw the opportunity. I'll put the originals back, which he did. And then, feeling great shame and distress also at his offense, he began to offer prayers to the Lord, to bow down before the Lord, and very beautiful prayers, long prayers. Vishwanath Chakravarti, he said that Krishna was looking at him, young cowherd boy. He had half-eaten laddu in his hand. He was looking at this Brahma. Who is this person? Strange person with four heads, bowing down, the helmets are banging against each other, speaking so many complicated words. Why he doesn't go away? Leave me alone. Let me play with my friends. So this is not in accordance with the mood of Braja. All this bowing down on reverence and long prayers. Krishna more interested, in just enjoying life with the cowherd boys, tending the calves and relishing the sweet transcendental atmosphere of Vrindavan. So Krishna then, he is one at whose lotus feet there is no fear. Bhajahuremana Srinandanandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare. Govinda Das is praying that mind, take shelter of Krishna, at whose lotus feet there is no fear. This material world is a fearful place, but if we seriously practice Krishna consciousness and always keep Krishna in the center of our lives, then fear will be driven out. Prabhupada, he compared the mind to a fort. He said, to defend a fort, you need a good general. Therefore, we should invite Krishna into the fort of our minds by always chanting his holy names, hearing his glories, hearing his instructions. In this way, our mind, it cannot be overcome by Maya and all the associated bad qualities that may accompany Maya, and a fearfulness, lamentation, greed, lust, etc. These things can be kept at bay by the power of Krishna consciousness. So is therefore essential for a devotee and for any person who wishes to go back to the spiritual world or to overcome the influence of Maya, influence of Kali, to constantly, regularly chant the holy names of Krishna with rapt attention, avoiding offenses, and to regularly hear the glories of Krishna and the instructions of Krishna from the scriptures, from the devotees, from the spiritual master, and to keep oneself engaged in various activities of devotional service, in mood of service to the Lord, to Hari Guru and the Vaishnavas. So in this way, one can have their shelter, one can have their protection, and always be fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord. And thus, the dangers of material existence become hardly dangerous at all, as Srila Prabhupada says here. Of course, it doesn't mean a devotee should become overly confident and think that he cannot be attacked or influenced by Maya. One should always pray to Krishna for protection. I heard Prabhupada say it himself up in this room here. I'm always praying to Krishna, you know, that I will not be overcome by Maya. And he had always also prayed to his spiritual master. Sometimes he would go over to the picture of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur on the wall upstairs and put his head to the lotus feet of his spiritual master. He said, I have no qualification. My only qualification is that I endeavored to follow the instructions of my spiritual master. So in this way, through Guru and the Parampara, he always kept himself closely connected to Krishna, and thus he was empowered by Krishna to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world and to give shelter to so many devotees, and still giving shelter through his transcendental instructions in his books. As he said, as long as my books are published and read, then I'll never die. He's always present in these transcendental instructions. And through his disciples, his grand disciples who are seriously practicing Krishna consciousness and passing on this transcendental message to others. So we are fortunate to have that association. Just as Krishna himself always kept the association of so many cowherd boys, cowherd men, cowherd women, in different kinds of relationships. And as Prabhupada also always kept association with devotees, so we should also keep that association. The Bhakti Lata Beach, the seed of devotion is to be nurtured carefully. As we know, Chaitanya Charitamrita said, Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagyaman Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. Living entities are wandering throughout the universe, sometimes in higher, sometimes in lower positions. But one who is fortunate by the grace of Guru and Krishna gets the seed of bhakti. Mali hao kori e bijaropan, shavana kirtana joli koriya sechan. One should become a gardener and water that seed by the process of hearing and chanting about Krishna. So the gardener has to nurture the seed and also the creeper and protect that small creeper. Usually you'll see the gardeners put small fencing around to protect the creeper from animals or from wind. And they pluck out the weeds also. So in the same way, that fencing is compared to association of devotees. So we should protect our Bhakti Lata Beach by keeping association of serious devotees, engaging in all the different aspects of Krishna consciousness in their association. And that will keep us protected from the fearful influence of Maya and fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord. In this way there'll be no fear, even though we are in this fearful material world. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Little late now. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Premanandi Adivaram.